Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Welcome to Ask Margaret from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question comes from Angela, who says, help. My 12-year-old son lost his only friend because his friend's other friends didn't like my son. Most kids find my son annoying. I have tried to explain to him how some of the things he does might make other people feel, but he is quite immature for his age and has ADHD. As a child, I also didn't have many friends. I'm like my mom, not super social, don't know what to do. Megan also had a similar question about her child getting excluded by other kids on the block and them getting excluded as a family. And so this is a question that comes up a lot, and I'm going to try to tackle it. I mean, there's no easy answer for this one, guys. And I think the first thing to acknowledge is that this hurts. I have been through it with my kids. And when you see other kids excluding and being tough on your kids, it stinks. So the number one thing, and this is especially for Megan, who is being excluded along with her daughter, is to model responses to this, right? So I think talking to your kids and saying, man, this really hurts. It doesn't feel good to feel like you're being left out, but let's have a really fun night. Let's get the Scrabble board out. Let's have a good time and we will move on is the number one thing you can do is model how you handle rejection for your kids, because I don't care if your kid is the most popular kid in school, this is going to come up for them at some point. The second thing I would recommend is for you all and myself who have kids who might struggle in some areas socially, there are actually social skills classes that you can find. I would Google them for your area. You might even be able to find an online version if you don't live somewhere where these are readily available. But social skills classes can really help kids. Sometimes it's hard when you're the mom to say like, hey, I've noticed that you kind of take over situations when you're with your friends, and kids can be like, mom, you don't understand me at all. And it can get really fraught between you and your kids. And sometimes when there's a neutral party, like a therapist or somebody who's working and guiding social skills, to be able to really work with kids on these skills, it's like learning anything else. Learning how to interact with a group of kids successfully can be really hard for some of our guys. And it's fine to pursue some sort of classes. And so that is something I would look into to really help your kids handle this better, because for kids who have poor social skills, it can make their entire school life really difficult, and it is something that there is help for available. My last suggestion would be find other outlets for your kids socially. There are going to be times where school gets really fraught, whether it is like a friend battle develops, and we did do an episode on this. You can Google What Fresh Hell Podcast Kid Friend Breakups and it will bring up this episode for you. So we talked at length about how to handle this, but in the short term, I think finding other outlets. So like maybe your kids has a dance class that they like, maybe they have a scout troop that they're involved with. So somewhere they have friends who are different than their school friends, so that when stuff goes wrong at school, it's like, right, school kind of stinks right now. You're just going there right now to go to your classes and come home because the social stuff at school is not going well. But on the weekends, we can get together with your cousins, get together with your dance class friends, get together with your scouting friends, get together with other kids so that their only outlet is not one social circle where if it's going wrong for them, they're in a really bad situation and they're going to be quite miserable. And so those are the suggestions that I have on this topic. And just remember that you need to keep in mind that your reaction to this will color your kid's reaction to it. So if your reaction is like, oh no, this is a disaster. You can't be fighting with Bob. That's your best friend. You have to fix this. You're adding to the anxiety and chaos around this. Whereas when you're modeling, like, yeah, sixth grade boys, seventh grade boys, it really is hard right now. Seventh grade girls, there's a lot going on. I mean, I remember for myself in seventh grade, I don't know, some boy asked me to dance who was the boyfriend or the special person in the most popular girl's life. And I got completely ostracized for a year and a half. And I basically had to go it alone. And so I had my siblings, I had other people, but my parents kind of modeled like, yeah, this stinks, but life is long. This isn't everything that's ever going to happen to you. But for right now, you just kind of have to get through it. Angela and Megan, I know it's not a solution, but I hope that does help. If you have questions for myself or Amy, you can submit them on our What Fresh Hell Facebook group, which is at facebook.com/WhatFreshHellCast. You can find us from there. Or you can send them to questions@WhatFreshHellPodcast.com, and you may hear us answer your question on an upcoming episode. Thanks for listening.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tiny humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.